What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Hi-ya!
We are live.
It was a double hi-ya.
That's twice.
Yeah, you got a doobly-deuce. Digging it. That's what happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You go off and you come around and you bend down and you get him and you win the condition twice.
You do. You're a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's right.
Top notch.
And the winner, she gets Annie's chicken dinner.
Yeah,
pretty much. It's delicious.
But, you know, it's thought after dark, dude.
It is. It's dark as hell in here, and it's hella dark.
Yeah, tell the fans about it.
Yeah. We know you're out there. You're listening. You're having your thought casts.
Your daily dose of thought nuggets just dropping into the brain cells.
Taking them in, like a gold chest.
Like, our words are slowly massaging your brain cells and be like, you're digging this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Neurons are spreading across the time and giving you a massage, and that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want a brain cell massage?
People pay high-end money for massages, and we're giving it to you for free.
Yeah, so you guys better pay us some high-end money.
Absolutely. How else are we going to fund this?
Yeah, it's not like we're getting... Oh, wait, we are.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Decker Kane, thanks again for that. That was a sizable amount of money in my bank account.
Yeah, I know. We just got a Christmas bonus.
That's true.
It's not quite Christmas, but, you know, we ain't going to argue with the guys.
But personally, I'm Genghis Khan, so I don't believe in Christmas. I don't understand why he gave me a Christmas bonus when I'm Genghis Khan.
Well, it's a December 24th kind of situation, you know, from what
Fair enough.
You know.
Because he does respect the 124.
Yeah, so, you know, what are you going to do about it?
You know what you're going to do about it? You're going to get guests that are going to solve problems.
Yeah, we have guests that solve problems.
Folks, we heard what you said about these people, and we agree with you. So what we did is we came up with a problem, and they always come up with a solution.
Well, it's not so much of a problem. We just have questions, and these questions are to be solved. It's like mysteries that are unsolved.
Well, you see, I have some problems with it.
Yeah.
I have a few understandings with it that I maybe am battling with myself, but I think you folks can relate.
Yeah. But I don't know if we should tell them what's going on yet.
No. Because they already know. If they're thought casting, they already know.
That they're ahead of the schedule.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will never turn down a role. He loves his carbohydrates.
He does, you know. And we want to get a big shout-outs to Gordon Bombay. He stopped by the other day.
He rode a dolphin in.
Mm-hmm, it was pretty impressive. Flying V, a bunch of other cool things went down.
It did.
Big props to that.
I have never not been able to eat Hostess snack cakes because of that.
I know. And I appreciate the snack cake devouring technique that you distribute, but I'm more of a grapes, Miracle Whip kind of guy, you know? It fortifies the ninjutsu technique and skill.
Yeah, it's all about sustaining. You know, certain people have different ways that they sustain, and, you know, that's how you keep going, and that's awesome.
Well, you know, that breaking necks.
Yeah.
That's always good for me, too.
Yeah, that's a good therapeutic release.
I was going to say that. It's a stress reliever. You know, anytime that somebody's giving you grief, you can just, you know, crack a neck or two.
Yeah, that's... I might have to look into that. Sometimes my neck gets out of cracked. That's from taking power bombs, pile driver, neck crackers. Twice.
It can happen, you know. People have won world championships or two of them.
Yeah.
You know, or multiple things have happened.
Yeah, there's a lot that can occur in different times of people's lives.
Exactly. So
it's an epidemic.
Yeah, but we do have special guests tonight. We're bringing them back. We can't really tell you too much more about that, but questions will be asked.
You're getting a Stallone situation on this. We're cliffhanging you on this.
Because, honestly, just the way we roll. Because you guys, it's like a present. You know, we don't want to, like, ruin it for you.
And besides, people already in the UK and Australia, they know because they time travel.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're, like, 4 hours later than me and then behind me at the same time, you've already heard it.
Yeah, you've already known what's going to happen before we even say it. So everybody else is kind of at a disadvantage on this internet. And that's what it is. It's all about webs and spiders that are crawling around distributing information.
Yeah. You know what, though, about the spider webs? It's hard to get phone reception because, you know, like, you can never get people to call you, and then you're always having to live with messages and call
them back. They're frightened.
Yeah.
They like to just give a quick little note and get out of there because they are frightened.
They're terrified of the spider webs?
The spider webs are frightening. I, Wazis Miller, am very terrified of spider webs and lightning, all of that.
Well, that's pretty zen, you know. It's almost everything zen.
It is. Well, you got to be careful out there because messages go faster when they're slower but timed backwards.
Well, that can possibly happen, but does that happen when you're going 88 miles an hour?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay.
It's just how you travel.
I understand that.
Some people go on clouds, some people on dragons.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a thing to do. You know, hoverboards around.
does it always have to be about my face? Why can't people take me serious for who I am? All these other dating sites, they just put me down and make me feel worse. I try to get pictures out there to people, but it's not ever enough. I just wish people think I was attractive for who I am.
Well, luckily for you, there's Faceless Romance. It's the web's number one no-face website.
Huh?
So you can guarantee that they're going to love you for what's on the inside, because isn't that what matters?
Oh, yeah.
So it's facelessromance.com.
Do you need something while you're out and about to keep powering your phones, computers, laptops, children's toys? Well, we, the inventors of
Shimmer Technology,
have a product for you that you can take hiding for days.
It's the Sun Patch.
The Sun Patch from Blanco offers a great longevity to your hiking trips, camping trips, family trips. And what else could you be doing without this power strip? Nothing. Because it's a solar power people plug-in. The thing that you would take with you to every camping occasion. Why else would you travel?
It's the Sun Patch.
Solar power people plug-in. Don't leave home without it. What's up, folks? Whew. Wow.
What's up, folks?
Man, you know what? Getting paid is a good thing.
I love the fly ducats.
It's true. If you don't get ducats, you don't get to wear nice clothes. You don't get to wear embroidered power.
You know, and the Gucci ninjutsu suits are top notch.
The delicacy that is rubbed on your skin is epidemic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Giorgio Armani underpiece Tompa shoe is a top notch selection choice if you're going to go that route.
Stellar. Very stellar.
But less about our Devier and quite frankly, honestly, top notch fashion sense. We need to get onto more important.
It's true, it's true.
We should start a clothing company.
We really should. We could probably market that a little bit.
We could get paid.
We could get some money off that.
But nonetheless.
Nonetheless. Nonetheless, folks, I diverse, he digress.
Important things, okay? So are you guys ready? We have two special guests making their official return.
Ninja Steve.
The Thought Hour After Dark.
I want to welcome to you, as I welcome to the folks, as we bring this question. And this answer-seeking needing.
Yes.
Our guest.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Why are we here? That's my question.
Why did we waste our night coming here?
Well, you know, I could be busy, like, curing cancer, which I did yesterday with a honey oil.
He did that. That was a minor task at his hands.
Well, that was the day before yesterday.
Well, welcome to the Thought Hour After Dark. It's returning guest, the scientist.
Yeah, scientist.
It's an honor to be in your guys' presence.
Well, it's not an honor to be here. I could be busy doing other things.
Oh my god, the things, the awards we could be winning right now.
There's Nobel Prizes to be won.
There's so many awards out there. They're creating awards for our benefit.
Didn't you guys win the Pilsner Award, right?
We won that, but that was a minor inconvenience. That's something we don't talk about anymore because that was a waste of time.
Yes, yeah, I mean, who needs to make the world's most scientifically devout beer ever? I mean, come on now. Jeez.
So what was that question you guys were wondering? We don't have all day.
Well, we're here, we want to know about the internet, you know, and more importantly, I mean, you're going to hear tell us the whole shebang.
What is and why is the internet? I need to know this, folks. You're hearing this live right now, of course, from the internet.
Well, of course you're hearing it from the internet, because, duh, that's what scientists would do.
What are you talking about? Obviously this is the internet. Don't you realize what age we're living in?
Well, if you don't know about the internet, it's really sad, because I don't know if I could tell you.
I know, why would I waste my time?
Well, because we're at a confusing point right now. The internet is spreading through webs, Ninja Steve, right?
Yeah.
Webs that are carrying spiders, maybe? What creates these webs, and how does it travel so fast?
How does it travel so fast? Like we should tell you.
Small minds. Why were we here on the last time talking about small minds?
So feeble. So didn't they have us back here doing some stupid thing? I mean, utterly stupid.
While you were wasting your time fearing small things and worrying about everything else, we came up with something better than the internet.
Yes, definitely better than the internet. Who needs that normal thing? Al Gore, you're stupid.
Yeah, you wasted a lot of lives with your weakness.
Yes, I mean, geez. We've upgraded from you.
God. What is this, Scientology? What a waste.
Okay, so...
Well, that doesn't... That, I respect that.
You're supposed to tell about the internet. We didn't bring you here to tell us about whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing something better than the internet. It's called the outernet.
Well, that's good. That's good, but what about the internet?
Well, let's talk about the outernet, because the outernet is going to be expanded. It's beyond the internet. It's everywhere.
It's a step beyond anything you guys will ever achieve with your thoughtcast. Thoughtcast, who came up with that?
I know. So anyway, the outernet is a combined network of nanoanoids that are programmed with bionagical, energetical, and aeneas.
Feeling everything at the same time through mind thoughts.
Yes, definitely. So it's you get the brain modem installed, and then you're getting it telecommunicated through
to your hard drive.
Yes, to your hard drive.
If you guys can understand that.
Yes, I mean, you must be running on a 56.
Hey, I have a 1 TB hard drive that has everything that it ever needed and will be.
Terabyte.
Terabytes.
Jeez.
Well, we time traveled backwards today.
Jeez. That's so 2012. I can't believe that.
What a waste of time.
Jeez, don't you know anything? I have 1 TB.
A TB is so much faster than anything you guys are obviously running on. I don't even know how they're still so functioning.
Yes, I mean, jeez. What are you, Commodore 64?
Ninja Steve.
Hey, guys. Look, hey, we brought you here to tell us about the internet. Not to insult us.
Oh, okay. So so since you guys are so hung up on that, tell me this about the internet if you can. Why is the internet not free? If it's everywhere, I mean, I could reach up right now and grab this internet. Why do I have to pay for it?
Well, I suppose since we have to tell somebody something.
Well, we are here for a reason. Deckard Cain brought us here, so we'll explain this.
Basically, Al Gore needs his cut. It's plain simple as that.
He needs it to be kept up and taken care of.
I know someone has to maintain the internet. I mean, it gets pretty dirty.
It does. It's filled with smut and gross things that aren't science.
Yes, and because you have to pay for it, it helps maintain the internet. It keeps it clean. It basically makes sure it keeps working.
So what you're saying, by fueling the internet with money and paying for the internet, we're keeping it from getting so dirty that we couldn't use it?
Of course. I mean... Duh.
What are you thinking? If you pay into something, doesn't that take care of it? Its longevity? Wow.
Wow. You Phoebians are completely stupid.
You plebeians. Phoebians. Everywhere we look, small minds, small people.
Well, more importantly, so back to us and our important outernet. Everyone is going to be installed with the outernet by, what, 2032?
Probably. By that time, we'll have it all. We'll have it all digested into people. We're actually going to take time to shrink it down a bit and put it into your water so you don't have to waste your time coming to get it from us.
Yes, I mean, and our alternate is going to be half the price of the internet.
Well, you heard it here, folks. People that of their nature are trying to poison our water. Ninja Steve, what is this, a wretched outbreak of scientist terrorism?
I don't know. Would it be psioterrorism?
It kind of feels that way.
What are you talking about? You wouldn't even know terrorism or biological anything.
Oh, enough about this. I can't believe we're here. We are done.
We're done. We're done wasting our time. You understand the outernet is coming. Use your mind and you'll be able to go through it.
Everybody can get the downloads once they're prepared, but until then, I have to get my 14th degree in science.
Yes, he's going to go work on that, as am I. So you guys out there in the lands of thought, enjoy yourselves.
Okay.
Well, the scientists.
Wow. Oh, one more thing. One more thing.
What? You guys were done. You're done.
No. We have to tell you.
All right. Last thing. And you guys need to go.
You guys aren't allowed on the outernet.
What?
That's correct.
Yeah, you guys can't ever go. You won't be allowed to come onto the outernet.
Yeah. So your show, it'll be nothing. Kaput.
Nope. Once the outernet completely takes over, which it will.
Yes. And no one will be able to listen to you.
There'll be no more room for Thought Hour After Dark. You guys, or any nature that you guys bring to the table.
You're too stupid.
Yeah, you're wasting our minds, so we're going to clean you out.
So we're out of here.
Goodbye, Phoebians.
Okay, I don't understand what just happened, but...
If you could see me right now, folks, I am giving them birds.
Ninja
and
Steve,
I don't like to give birds to anybody.
He's not. He's got this vein that is about to pop.
And I'm not nervous. A fan of handing anybody an aviated creature, but I'm giving them two.
He is.
They're really big, pointed at that direction.
I don't. All there I wanted to know, folks, is We are obviously getting this podcast to you through an internet. I wanted to know more about that, but the scientists, I don't think they understood what we were asking them.
I don't either. They didn't understand or didn't care, but I don't really care, and I'm glad that it's over.
Yeah, definitely, because those scientists, you guys may like them, but folks, let me tell you firsthand, it's very demeaning to be around them.
Yeah, if I get anything to do with it, this is the last time they're going to be on the show.
Absolutely.
I say...
Yeah, Deckard Cain, you need to put in some work and get rid of and get some better guests, or we're going to quit the show.
I can't believe I just said that.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what? I say, poo on you.
Scientist. How about you take that? Yeah, it is.
So anyway.
Folks.
Yeah, folks. Those guys are just...
But nonetheless, you know what? I do understand that the internet is something that should be available to everybody, however they want it. And if you want to keep it clean, pay for it.
Yeah, and you know, I guess, but it honestly kind of does make a little sense, you know? I mean, to keep it up and maintaining, there does need to be someone paying for it.
Cost involved.
It's
every successful thing comes off of cost.
It costs electricity.
Absolutely.
And so, unless you're standing outside, you got a sun patch.
Yeah, if you got your sun patch on,
plug your internet right in. You don't have to worry about that.
But I don't waste time with those.
But it should be free, like air and water.
Yeah.
And vodka.
Because when you put a price on life...
Wait, do you get vodka for free? Because I do.
You do?
Howdy, folks. It's your good old pal, Uncle Bill. And I'm bringing you some of that premium Appalachian flavor. And I'm bringing you some possum paste tooth cleanser. That's right. Made with 100% premium possums. Because you know your old pal, Uncle Bill, gets nothing but the best. So if you want to brush your teeth with that possum fresh cleanliness that only comes from them sweet hills in the southern borders of the Appalachian Mountains, you got to get your box Uncle Bill's possum paste teeth cleaner. It also works for grout, stucco, boat wax, turpentine.
Are you tired of standing around with wet clothes and always being wet?
I'm cold and wet.
Yeah, because you don't have a doorless dryer.
I need my clothes dry now.
Don't waste your time being cold, standing in the rain, not getting things done, accomplishing things slower than everybody else around you.
Hey, this works as a heater.
If you had a doorless dryer, you wouldn't be wasting time or wasting other people's time.
Don't get cold, don't get staph infections, don't die young because you don't have a doorless dryer.
Yeah, towels are dry fast.
Yeah, because they sit around and they kick themselves faster than anybody else could with a doorless dryer. Doorless dryer. Doorless dryer.
And now, for the continuing adventures of Richard Steele.
Steele!
After the fiasco of last night, I'm glad to hear my old man Ricketts has got himself out of the hospital. So I go down to Ricketts' place, because I think he might have a little information that'll help me out catching the toe in dental mites. So, hey, Ricketts, open up.
Oh, still, hold on just a second. Who's out there?
It's your old pal, Richard Steele.
Oh, Steele, that's the best thing I've heard all day. Come on in, Steele.
It's good to see you, old man Ricketts.
What brings old Richard Steele to the fold? Good to see you.
Hell, I've heard things are on the up and up for you, old man.
I tell you what, Steele, you know, ever since you took care of me and helped me and chased off the underlings, and you gave me that fine donation, things are looking good.
Yeah, so what'd you spend your $500 on?
Oh, I paid up on the old mortgage, and I bought a little stock in the store.
Oh, so you finally own the place and got it all taken care of.
You know what, Steele? That side of town is going to be cleaned up.
What?
Oh, Ricketts.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're helping out with revitalizing Wilford's shady pots.
Speaking of that, Steele, I got the location of Danomites. He's down there.
That's the information I've been waiting to hear.
Well, Steele, you know I take care of you and you take care of the city. So it's time you know. You go down to Left Bastillion Street. And on Left Bastillion Street, Steele, go down there and take care of him.
All right. I'll do that. It's good to see you, old man.
It's good to see you, Steele.
All right.
Be careful out there.
So I take the car down to the police station to let Scroats know what's going down.
Steele!
What?
Get into my office!
I just got here, Scroats. I was coming to see you.
Damn it, Steele, you're always late.
Hey, what am I late for?
What do you think you're late for? You're late to get in here and take care of Danomites. He's been out of prison for a while, and you've been sitting on it as far as I'm concerned.
I've been out taking care of the business, keeping these streets clean, and making sure that that people feel safe when they walk the streets.
Steel? Is that you, Steel?
Jenny Three Holes, what are you doing here?
Oh my God, I was so nervous about how things were going on with everybody that I had to come down to the station and talk to Scroats and see what's going on with you.
Well, I'm glad you're both here, because I got news.
Yeah. Well, the news can wait. Steel, you need to get down and figure out what's going on. Did you talk to Ricketts?
I did. That's the news. So I went and saw the old man, and he told me that he knows what Danomites is.
Well, that's good. What do you know about Danomites?
I know that I'm going to go take him down.
What do you mean, Steel? You're going to go down and take care of him? He's so dangerous. You remember what he did to the bowling alley?
Yeah, so you're going to give me some backup, Scroats?
Well, I don't know, Steel. I've got things tied up around here. What kind of backup do you need?
I need 10 good men.
10 good men? I think I could spare it for this. Danomites is a dastardly Dylan villain.
How long do you think that's going to take you, though?
Well, Steel, it could probably take 2 to 3 solid hours.
That's not going to be enough time for me, Chief.
Why not?
I got to move on Danomites now.
But don't you want to wait for the men, Steel? It's not safe.
I don't got time. I got to solve this case and Steel? Put this man out.
Steel, I don't know if that's a good idea.
I'm sorry. Three Holes, look after yourself.
But Steel...
Scroats, watch.
Damn it, Steel. This isn't a situation where you need to beat your feet.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
I don't know, Steel. It's not safe.
Well, you'll see me soon.
Oh.
All right, I'm out of here.
Oh.
Damn it, Steel. He's always disrespecting me.
I don't know why he's doing this. It's not safe out there, Scroats. I wish you would have been a little bit harder on him. You always ride his back, Scroats.
That's because I'm in good mind of his health. He's a damn good man, Three Holes. And I know he'll get the job done.
Well, I ain't got time for waiting 3 hours to take on Danomites. I'm going down there and taking care of this business once and for all.
Now you are down, Steel. Now it is time.
Find out what happens next week on the conclusion of The Adventures of Richard Steel.
Steel!
Wow. Folks, you know, Uncle Bill is a great man.
I love that guy.
I can honestly say, of all the guests in the history of my life that I've helped to get to where I am today, Uncle Bill's a solid man.
No offense to the Bill. I ain't going to use to do that possum paste. That's just...
You know, I don't think I'll be putting that on my mouth, because possums, I respect a possum. They have a tendency to have some jacked up teeth themselves, and maybe that's what he was originally thinking.
Yeah, but no, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's a product I'll pass up. I'll definitely give that to some other folks. I mean, it's a contest. If you'd like some possum paste, we got a couple cases. We can get it your way.
Yeah. You know.
We don't mind to give back to the fans. As we are doing on this internet.
Yeah, we definitely don't mind giving back to the fans.
And you know what, folks? I've come to a conclusion. The internet may cost something, but I will definitely pay it to get this to you.
Well, you know, I think it's worth the time, effort, manpower, the physical strain,
the assassin contracts,
a little bit of everything, all put together with a hint of oregano.
He does. He sprinkles it on lightly.
And it's just really good.
It does. It fits everything that you need. You can't say that in your voyage, in your day, from going from point A to point B to point C, that you don't go TH after dark.
Oh, you know what, though? I'm going to let the bag out of the cat.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to give the fans what they've been wanting to hear.
This is what you've been wanting to hear, folks.
So if everyone follows us on the World Wide Wibbles,
yeah,
you'll know all about this contest we've been having.
We do.
Yeah, and it's for the world's worst band / musician.
Singer, musician, whatever you are.
Yeah.
And whatever you play, whatever you do.
And it's been going on for, what, like 5-6 weeks now?
Yeah.
We've got tons of submissions, and it has been outrageously tough. Almost dastardly tough.
We've had a lot of entries, a lot of great bad entries.
Yeah, and it's really to judge
quality. It's gone from worse to worse.
Yeah, to judge quality crap is a tough art that you have to have a proper ear temperature to understand it.
You almost have to go out and step in it.
Yeah.
While you're mowing your yard.
But anyway, nonetheless, next week we are going to have the winner of that live in the studio.
In the Willow Terms, live for all you folks.
No joke. I mean, it was a tough pick. But I think we pretty much summed it up. Unless we get a last-minute submission that basically, like, does a Sylvester Stallone elbow with the hand rollover, take it down, turn the hat backwards maneuver. Side if out somebody else does that to this artist, it might happen. But if not, we'll have these people on next week.
Absolutely, because this has taken us a lot of time, but we also want to give back to you by showing you who the worst is and bringing them on the Thought Hour After Dark.
Yeah, because we thought it was important to us to bring out the worst in everybody.
Yeah.
And we wanted to know, really, how bad can you bring it?
And I can't even begin to explain to you the great amount of worst that we accepted in our minds.
Yeah, and we might, you know, next week give you a sample of some other submissions.
Yeah, we might do that.
But, you know, and thanks for all the submissions. We wanted to say thanks. We really appreciated it.
Yeah.
And you guys were swell, you know?
Yeah.
A big skeleton thumbs up to you guys.
Exactly. But you know what, Ninja Steve?
What?
It makes me think about just the whole concept of how it all comes together.
Yeah. Explain that.
It is a giant web of coming together, is what it is. People from all over the world, time travelers even, can connect with us, even though we are in this void of dark. This dark void that we thought for ourselves, nothing else could get through here. Nothing could transmit to us. But you have. And we're giving back to you by giving you the worst.
Yeah, and it's really, it's kind of hard to explain that. But I'll try to explain it in layman land terms, okay?
Layman land terms.
Yes. So basically, we can't receive anything but only project. But at the same time, we're hearing what you guys are giving us, and we are accepting it.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
I think that's really a great way to explain it,
yeah.
Steve. We have found a way to get back to you by this.
Yeah, I think it helps getting out of here every once in a while, you know, but...
Yeah, because it would be cabin fever for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
The cabin would develop a fever, it would get sick, it'd need some medication, we'd have to leave.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to lift up the doorstop and put a thermometer under it and check its temperature.
Yeah, and that would be a lot of work, you know. I am always down to take care of somebody in their need, especially a cabin.
Mm-hmm.
If they have cabin fever and they're down with some sickness, I will definitely take the time to help out, but I have my limitations.
So if a cabin gets chills, do you wrap it up in a blanket, though, you know?
You can insulate it because it definitely will get
just
cold.
Wrap it up and give it a big hug?
Yeah, wrap it up, give it a cold. You can snuggie it, give it a little bit of comfort around it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, and you got to adjust the temperature, make sure the temperature is the way it feels right because it's never going to break that cold if it doesn't.
That could possibly happen, or it could possibly not happen.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's all up to you, though.
It really is, and it really matters what you think about yourself.
Self-preservation is extremely important.
Yeah, and when you think, it's important, so we're glad that you're thinking about thinking.
Yeah, keep on thinking, keep on doing that.
Yeah, and the ThoughtCast is going worldwide, and we appreciate the ThoughtCasting, except for Joe Rogan. And what's that other guy's name?
Jay Moore.
All right.
And Larry Miller. He's so, not ways this much.
It's like... Always know who's